Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Sex Talk with Tina and Audra today. Derek is away at a conference this week, so we hope he's having a great time. We will be missing him and his funny banter, but Audra and I will have a great time with you today, talking about sex in the news. I have actually received a couple of questions in the email, so we might be talking about that a little bit too. I'm just having a fun time today. So again, I'm Tina Nace, Empress of Love, author of 40 Day Love Fest for You, and secretly an erotic author. And you can find some of my work as well as lots of other really great erotic authors at almostfreesexbooks.com. Cheap too. That's why they're almost free. And joining me today is Audra, who is co-founder of Ingress Eugen with Derek. So they have this really fabulous place where we usually hang out. And she's here joining me today. So welcome, Audra.
Welcome. Hello. Hello, Tina.
So this is going to be fun tonight to just talk about some silly, crazy stuff. But why don't you tell us a little bit about you and what you do here at Ingress Eugen?
I'm the co-founder here with Derek. In his absence, it's been a little quiet, no laughing, no joking. I do miss his banter around here. We are a spiritual resource center, empowerment zone for women. We do Reiki shares first Sundays of the month. We are also going to be featuring a singing bowl meditation here next week, co-partnering with Green Tree Essentials out of Charlotte, Michigan. A friend of mine, Tracy, will be in charge of that.
Ooh, that'll be kind of fun.
Yeah.
How do the bowls sing?
It's magic. Welcome to Ingress Eugen. It's all magical.
Is it one of those ones that has the around the edge,
yeah,
the rim, and you take the little, oh yeah, I've not
done this. Yeah, the little thing, yeah.
The little thing.
The little thingamabob, yeah, that.
That. No, that's cool. That's cool.
Right. And there is a talent to it. You know, not everybody can do it. You know, you've got to have that wrist action.
Mm. Well, that should be fine.
Right. So.
It's interesting. Someone was talking about singing today, and someone had not heard the song Gin and Juice. You
what?
Know Gin,
yes.
Right? I mean, I know. Come on. Now, he is a couple years older than me, but not that much. He's in his mid-50s. He's Canadian. I don't know. Maybe they don't play it up in Canada. I don't know.
But the question is, has he sipped Gin and Juice?
Right. So, while I was talking about Gin and Juice, I was joking around. I'm sipping Gin and Juice. And it was gin and cranberry juice, like cran raspberry juice, I think, or something. I don't know. My main squeeze makes them for me all the time.
No,
but they're really good. That's why I call it sipping on gin and juice, right? Okay, main squeeze has never heard the song either. I had to send him the YouTube video. But he's a lot older than me, too, so I don't know. Anyway, so this friend of Kina, he's talking about it. And so I had to send the video, and we're friends on Twitter. So I just posted it, and I, like, tagged him. I said, oh, you got to check out gin and juice. So he was cracking him up.
His life is now complete.
Like his life is now complete, gin and juice. So I was saying, I said, he said something about, because, you know, it's a rap song. I don't think he really listens to rap. I said, well, I sing when I drink gin and juice. I have to sing the song. And he's just like, I would love to hear that. And I said, well, I am on a CD. I do have a recording of me singing / rapping.
Oh,
now
that would be interesting.
Right. So there's a local group. Maybe I shouldn't name them. No, I'm just kidding. But they're really awesome. They're called Bangtown Productions. And they do a lot of work with youth. And I work with them sometimes over at the Boys and Girls Club. So we had some kids do positive music, I think like 2 summers ago. So I worked with Bangtown and their guys to produce this music. So had 2 songs that were specifically about positive things. So each of the kids might write a verse, and I wrote a verse. So I wanted to sing mine, right, the verse that I wrote. The kids, I'm attempting to sing it, and the kids are like, just rap it, right?
Oh, no.
So I kind of, like, half-assed rap this song. It's on a CD, and it might be online somewhere.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah.
I might have to do some research tonight for blackmail money.
I know. I do find it and I post it, I may just post it to our, I'll post it to our Sex Talk with Derek and Tina page as well.
Oh, nice.
So people can hear that. But it's a really good song. The words are good. Just ignore the.
You might get to Eminem before Derek.
Sorry about that distraction of gin and juice, but you know, it's so funny. You know, I'm not gonna sing it for you. So there's always funny stuff.
Yeah.
So a couple of things we posted today: some sex in the news craziness. We posted on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. Oranges, if you see the big picture of oranges, it's about men having less erectile dysfunctional problems.
ED.
Yes. If you eat more fruits and veggies. if that, you know, weren't enough of a issue. 10% less likely to have erectile problems if you ate foods high in those nutrients, such as flavonoids. Like, flavonoids give fruits and vegetables their bright colors. So, like magic, if you eat those brightly colored fruits and vegetables, your penis may perform better.
And Tina, I was thinking about that as well. Not only does it have that benefit, but it also, the benefit of the fruits in flavoring the semen for those women that like
Audra, you are so awesome.
For our swallowers out there.
You know, it's interesting, isn't it? Men's semen does taste different from man to man.
That is correct.
Yeah. One gentleman I used to know would always say, "Oh, I'm going to eat pineapple before la la la." And I just think, you taste weird all the time. Maybe it was the pineapple. So I'm not sure about pineapple. I don't know.
Hmm.
But
we'll have to research, or if anybody has any tips.
Which ones? Now, these ones do name blueberries, blackberries, cherries, radishes, red wine. Okay, now they don't mention pineapple here, so maybe that's why. I don't know. What about you? Did you ever have anybody, like, really kind of talk about that? Any men, like?
No, it was, I heard fruit. That's why I mentioned it. Strawberries, any kind of sweet fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, makes sense. You sweeten it up a little.
But no man ever talks about it. Like,
no.
Oh, how do I taste?
No.
Oh, my God, I have tons of men ask me about that. I don't know what it is. But I pretty much have extremely open conversations around sex with
mm-hmm.
men. So even before I would ever choose to have sex with a man, we've talked about so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why they feel more open to ask me questions they might not ask other women, because it probably would be a weird question. If someone asked you, what does my semen taste like, what would you think, Audra?
Huh? Well, I always say, you know, I used to run marathons and that, and there's a product called Goo. And when we'd get running, we would use this, you know, on long runs, and I'd always laugh. I'd always giggle to myself when I did my Goo, because it tastes like semen. And people would look at me, I'd be laughing all by myself, and they'd be looking at me, and the women, I could joke and, you know, say that, but the guys, I'd be like, have you ever wondered what semen tastes like? And they'd look at me, and they're like, no, don't go there.
Really? Oh, my God. Like, I know men who actually want to have a little taste because they're curious.
Right, right.
I guess, you know, we always, you know, I attract people who have, like, odd curiosities, because I'm an odd curiosity. I think we attract, right? So I've actually had people who do even have that interest in knowing what they taste like.
Yeah.
Does it taste good?
I don't think that's that bad.
I know. That's funny. But maybe because you're at a marathon and they're like, now you want to talk about my stuff.
Oh, like, I don't know.
Just keep running. But it is interesting. As women, we do notice that. And
mm-hmm.
some have a very bitter taste. And
right.
Some you really want to spit out as fast as you can.
Swallow quickly, ladies.
Or
quickly.
You pretend. And then you like, oh, I have to pee. And you just like run to the bathroom.
Oh, I've never done that.
Oh. Okay, I have.
It's never been that bad.
okay. Yeah, I've done it. I'll admit. Oh, this show really, we do get kind of raw and real sometimes. As if you've listened before, you know that. We'll just kind of maybe go a little bit too far, some people might think. But I don't think so, because, you know, the whole point of this sex talk show is that we can be open.
Exactly.
And we can love ourselves, like ourselves, be comfortable and confident in ourselves no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay. If I think the semen tastes bad, it's okay for me to want to go spit it out. You know, I may not tell them, because you don't want to make somebody feel bad, especially if you are in a loving relationship. You don't want to, you know, make them think bad, feel bad. So you can do things. You can say,
make them some strawberries.
Yes, you can eat right. Make sure they're eating healthy every day.
And just tell them to prevent erectile dysfunction.
Right, exactly. So, you know, you really can, like, manage your relationships, even the parts of it that aren't so fun. You can say things like, oh, my gosh, I really want to watch you come on my breasts or something. You know, you can really do things. If you're feeling like, oh, something's a little weird, but you don't want to make someone feel bad, be creative. Get creative and change up your sex life a little bit. I think sometimes the problem, people then get annoyed with each other because they feel like they can't say something, or they're like, oh, I really don't like this. Well, then don't do it. But you don't have to say, I hate doing this. You can kind of make it into something different.
Yeah, you know? I prefer we do this, or, hey, why don't we try this?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to say, I dislike and, you know, put a wall in between you and your partner.
Right. Like, keep your junk out of my mouth, right?
You
don't have to say that, but you can say, you could do something a little different. You can spice it up.
We're taboo, but not tactless.
Right. You can also say, you know what? I really wanted to try those flavored condoms. And one of my girlfriends was talking about it. I didn't even know, and so I bought some, you know. And you do something fun, mm-hmm. you know. Try something out that can make it a little bit different and spice it up. And I think that's what we're here to do on our Sex Talk show, is give you new ideas of how to talk about sex, how to get it into your conversation, and maybe change things that you might not like in your relationship. You know, did you guys see the underwear thieves? Now, everybody's probably heard of people stealing people's panties, right?
Right. My sister stole mine growing up. And I'm like, just, they're yours now, okay? They're yours.
Right. I think we never want them back. Someone else
right.
has worn them. But you didn't feel violated,
Oh,
really.
No. It was my sister, you know. It's just like, She emulated me. How could I be upset?
Right. Or people with roommates.
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, if it's
know.
An accident, you know, no big deal. They're yours now, though, okay?
Keep them. I don't want them back. Right. So there is this article and video about underwear thief strikes apartment building. And we did post this today at Facebook, Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. And it was so funny because I guess they were doing it to lots of people's laundry in an apartment building. The door is not locked from the outside, so, like, anybody can use this laundry room, so they don't know who did it. And people were, like, stealing panties and bras. So I found it kind of funny, all right? Now, I'm sure I might get annoyed because sometimes underwear and bras are expensive.
They're expensive,
you know,
right, yeah, exactly.
I get it. And there are worse signs that told people not responsible for unlocked. You know, you got to be there. You got to just hang out in laundry if you're doing your laundry, right? I don't know. Didn't you, if you ever used public laundry, actually stay with your laundry?
Not always, but if stuff was missing, that was on me, you know. They have
right.
the signs posted, so that was on me,
yeah.
you know. So, you know, bras and panties, I mean, who cares?
That's true.
It's just an excuse to go buy more.
Ooh, I like that idea.
Yeah.
So I found it hilarious to watch the video, and they interviewed a couple different people who were missing their bras and panties. And one woman, she's so funny. She's talking about it. Yeah, I left them. I get that. But I feel violated. And I just thought, She felt violated that someone stole her bras and panties. And then she went on, and another woman, to be, like, afraid. Like, well, what might these people do? And I just thought, well, they're probably going to go steal somebody else's bra and panties.
Right.
I just thought it odd that they were scared. But yeah, they felt scared and violated.
Yeah, that is. I would not feel violated by no means. I'd just go buy new ones. It's a reason to go buy some new. I mean, I wouldn't be creeped out or anything. Yeah. If you're that worried about it, stay with your laundry. I mean, come on.
That's true.
You know,
and I can see if they were only, like, let's say every time one person did their laundry, their panties went missing.
And they were single.
And
out.
They were the only one. And that might be a little bit creepy because there could be some stalking going on. But if people are just going around randomly stealing underwear out of the laundry, it's probably totally harmless. And I think most people who are, I don't know. But in my experience back, especially when I did the phone sex work many years ago, a lot of people were into underwear. And do you ever watch Orange is the New Black on Netflix?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So did you see in season 3, Roddy Piper? She creates a business of selling underwear worn by the prisoners during the day. And, you know, and then her brother was her partner.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Yep.
And so it's so funny because it is a big fetish. And a lot of times people can't tell somebody, so they go, you know, steal somebody's panties and underwear. But most of the time it's just around that, unless it's singled out and then maybe it's a stalker. But
I wonder, though, too, you know, if maybe stealing underwear is a gateway to more, you know, explicit sexual craziness or crediting, or I don't know, you know, is that a gateway? For some people,
like gateway drug.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I don't think so, just based on the conversations I used to have with men around panties in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I know. The conversations I had around, you know, used panties in the past. You know, most of the time it's for. I'm not fulfilling any secrets like that today. Anyway, so we have these people, but. You know, it's interesting because I had one gentleman, one client, who really wanted to kind of have that kind of role play with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And he would secretly sniff her panties, you know, from the laundry when she wasn't home and things like that. And he's like, what if she catches me? I'm like, okay, how about you try introducing it into the relationship? He's like, I can't tell her that. She'll think I'm a freak. I said, okay, well, you don't tell her that. Here's what you do. So we just kind of went through some role-playing ideas of, like, how he could slowly introduce that idea that turns him on.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times we're fully clothed, maybe when we start. They live together, at the time. So we might be fully clothed when we first start making out with our lover, right?
Right.
We take off our clothes, right?
Right.
Sometimes we leave some of them on. So I suggested to him, you know, one of the times, have her, you know, as you're fooling around, don't let her take off all her clothes. Like, start, you know, touching and kissing parts of her body before all of her clothes are off. And, you know, start going down to her panty area and maybe kind of, you know, playing there through her panties.
Right.
With his hands or with his mouth or whatever he would choose. And then gently say something like, wow, you smell amazing, or your scent turns me on, or, you know, if he didn't feel like that might be too much at first, but you can just say, you can say something like you smell so amazing, you're so beautiful, I love you, and you say it in a loving way.
Right? I love to smell your panties when you're on the road. Bomb drop!
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
you don't have to do that. So you do it and you be playful and then go about what you normally do, you know, and then maybe another time, not necessarily the very next time, but maybe another time later, or she may even bring it up like, that was kind of weird when you did that. And you can, because a lot of women are self-conscious about the way they smell, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they just had a long day at work, they want to like take a shower, they want to like freshen up. So sometimes a woman might feel a little bit weird. So I said, you got to have that, That's why you got to say, like, you're so beautiful. I love you. Oh, my gosh. You, like, everything about you turns me on. And then go about your business and do the rest of what you do. You don't have to focus on that. But you gently do it little by little, maybe adding in a little bit more. And he did that.
And it worked.
Awesome. You know, like, eventually she became a little turned on by the idea that he was turned on by her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so she wasn't self-conscious about it because, and he never had to tell her he planned it. He never had to say, hey, my phone sex chick has been giving me tips on this, right? You
right.
never tell that.
Right.
Like, and now.
The secret's out now. She's listening.
Now every woman whose husband likes to smell their panties
right.
is going
to
wonder.
That chick. Her name is Tina, not Audra.
But the thing is that some people would then think that's like, oh, that's horrible. Why? Nobody needs to know everything about you. Nobody needs to know all your secrets. Nobody, not even your most intimate partner, if you're not on that level where you totally share those things, build up to it. But
most
you
definitely.
Can. You can maybe get to that point where you would share those more intimate things of what turns you on. I would hope so, but do it slow by slow if you want to. I mean, I work with people all the time now, too, that come to me even based on love stuff or relationship stuff. Or they're, you know, I got a call from somebody who is in one of my programs, and she called my cell phone, and I'm like, oh, okay. But I can help somebody through some of those things. Just give suggestions. That's all I do is give suggestions. It's like I can't solve anybody's problem. Sexual or non-sexual, but I can give suggestions on things that they can do. And I think it's just that openness of even being able to talk about it is a little bit freeing. It
mm-hmm.
kind of lessens that stress, don't you think?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I really love that panty story.
Yeah, that lady was a little uptight.
I know.
She had her panties in a bunch.
Yes, she did.
Or her non-panties because they were stolen. What panties did she really have in a bunch?
Now, well, I will say, I did have a gentleman steal my panties once, many years ago. Well, he also had wanted to wear them, too, which I let him. I don't care. And this is so long ago, I don't remember. It must have been 15 more years ago. Like really, maybe more than 15 years ago. I don't know. Time is like this big vacuum. It was like forever ago. But, so he had wanted to wear them one time, and then it was someone, it was a casual relationship. It wasn't a serious relationship. And they were my favorite panties.
Oh, that's wrong.
Oh, I know, right? And so I did keep calling him. And then he wouldn't return my calls because he had stole my panties. And I'm like, what an ass. I want my panties. I don't even care what you did to them. I want my panties back.
That is classic.
I know, right? But they were very cool. And I've never really found anyone just like them again. They were just like a really unique thing. So I found some similar, but it was very sad.
I think you might need therapy for this. I think you've got some PTSD going on.
I do, right?
Like PTSD. Right.
Now, if a guy wants to wear panties with me, I buy them their own pair.
There you go.
Not that it happens that often.
Well, you learn from your experience.
You want to wear some hose, I'm going to buy you your own, okay?
You
can wear them, you can wear my...
Problem solved.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's so funny, you know, the little issues people might have. Or he could have, if he would have given me money for them, I would have gladly sold them, probably, except for they were my favorite, I'm not sure. But he just stole them. So that did kind of piss me off a little bit.
Right.
It'd be like, if you love my panties that much, you can give me money for them. Or say, I really love these panties so much. Can I buy you a new pair and I'll keep these? I mean, that's kind of sexy.
Yeah, most
definitely. Okay. For the situation, it would be much sexier than stealing the panties.
There you go.
Okay. Now, I might respond positively or negatively. I don't remember. It was so long ago. I don't know. But if he'd said, oh, you know, let me buy you a new pair of panties. Here's $50. I'd be like, ooh, I can buy some really nice panties now. I'd
right.
be like excited. I'd be like excited, like, where am I going to go buy $50 panties, right? But just stealing was just rude. That was just rude. Yeah. So I understand their
frustration. I think you should put his name in as the panty thief.
I don't remember it.
Dude, you are not rememberable.
You know, it was back in the old days when I might have been a little promiscuous. And
well, speaking of promiscuous, that 10?
Yes.
10 or more sexual partners.
And you're
by a British study makes you promiscuous.
Well, apparently I was promiscuous at a very young age.
You're going promiscuous times 5.
I don't even know. I quit counting.
Okay.
So, but yes, I thought that was really interesting. They did a survey to decide how many partners was ideal. I mean, how stupid. Who pays for this shit anyway? I don't even understand. So, this was a survey. IllicitEncounters.com. The house people have extramarital affairs and
right.
They did
I
the
saw
survey.
That.
I mean, how stupid is that?
Yeah.
And then they come up with 10, and they're on a place looking to have an extramarital affair, and they're saying that 10 is, you know, oh, that's kind of crazy. But they said that if you had 10 was, you know, about right, if more than 10, you were promiscuous, and much fewer, you were considered to be inexperienced.
Inexperienced.
Ooh. I'm thinking 10 might be inexperienced.
Yeah, it depends on the 10 people.
Right. But I get what they're saying in that respect, because maybe, especially on the since these are a lot of people who are married,
mm-hmm.
Because they may have been with a partner for 10, 20, 30 years, not having too many partners, and now they want to have more. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I found it interesting that they're asking married people who are looking for extramarital affairs how many they think is okay.
Seems like a slightly tainted and study.
Exactly. And if you're on there and you're married and you're looking for someone maybe who's also married or maybe they're all married, men and women both, I suppose, because then they probably have less partners.
Mm-hmm.
Then if you're married looking for someone who's single for a partner, I don't know. That's an interesting dilemma, isn't it?
It is. Hmm. I wonder if their questionnaire, if they have how many partners you've been with,
right.
You can match people up.
Yeah, that is
wonder if that's how they're basing the study as well.
Now, it is interesting, though, because, okay, you have a partner. I don't have a permanent partner.
Correct.
But if I were married, I would think probably to have an affair would be better with someone who's also married. You might have equal status then. Nobody's going to try and blackmail you maybe, right? Or,
right.
Or they might not get too attached because they already have a spouse at home. You don't have to worry about
that.
They
both have their cake and eating it too.
Right.
So you've got two cakes.
But I think so. I really, you know, they had that whole Ashley Madison thing before, and, you know, those were like sugar daddies, I think.
Right.
I really need a sugar daddy. If anyone's interested, I am taking applications. So we can do an interview. Just let me know. Sugar daddies are awesome. No, just kidding. Not really. So anyway, but yeah, I would think that would be a lot better if they're both married
right.
Having an affair. Not that I'm condoning that behavior. I don't care what people do in their life. But that wouldn't make sense. There's no judgment here at Sex Talk. No judgment. Just share openly. Yes, exactly. Well, gosh, Audra, time flies by here all the time.
Absolutely.
Because it's so much fun. And so I really am so appreciative and grateful that you could join me today.
Thanks for having me on, Tina.
And joining me for Sex Talk. With Tina and Audra. And join us again next week. Check out our sponsors, IngrisEugen.com, 40DayLoveFest.com, AlmostFreeSexBooks.com. All of them are linked right from here and also from our Facebook page, Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. We're always sharing some fun information, open conversation, and never any judgment.
No judgment.
Have a beautiful day, everyone.
Have a good week.